With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. Two witnesses testified today in the trial of Bozeman Republican Representative Art Wittig. Eric Whitney reports.
Wittig is accused of failing to report support from a national anti-union group that allegedly gave him thousands of dollars worth of services, including voter research and communications, when he was running for state senate in 2010.
Was Mr. Wittig one of the favorites?
I would say so, yes.
That's Special District Attorney Gene Gerussi questioning Sarah Arnold, who worked for the group that Wittig allegedly failed to disclose support from. Wittig's legal team was able to cross-examine her, and Arnold said she was paid nearly $2,500 for her time testifying in the trial. Also taking the stand today was a second staffer from the National Right to Work Committee. Testimony and arguments in the trial are expected to wrap up Friday and be sent to the jury for deliberation. I'm Eric Whitney.
Montana regulators have ordered Northwestern Energy to refund customers $8.24 million. Northwest Energy charged that amount when it had to buy electricity on the open market following a 2013 outage of the Colstrip coal plant. On a 3-2 vote this morning, the Montana Public Service Commission said the energy company failed to take, quote, prudent actions to protect customers against the financial exposure from such a massive outage. The majority of commissioners said the South Dakota-based utility should have taken out insurance or taken legal action against the plant operator to recover some of the costs incurred because of the outage. State lawmakers are criticizing the state health department's plan for how to address the high suicide rate among Montana's young Native Americans. Edward O'Brien reports.
State Senator Kristen Hansen says suicide is a complicated problem that will not be solved by bureaucracy.
It's not a government program solution. It's a situation where willing, caring people build relationships with hurting people.
The Haver Republican is a member of the State Tribal Relations Committee. That's the legislature's liaison with Montana's tribal governments. It wants the state health department to reconsider its plan to hire a contractor to form a coalition to develop a strategic suicide prevention plan. This would use almost half of $250,000 the state legislature set aside last year for the prevention plan. Senator Hansen.
We, as a committee, decided that a $100,000 expenditure on a contractor was a bad idea, and we would rather see those funds go directly to these pre-existing programs.
It appears the hiring process for the contractor has not yet begun. State Health Department officials settled on that option because there was little to no consensus among Montana's tribal nations on how to best use the funds. In a written statement this week, the Health Department says it received the committee's feedback and will respond in the near future. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's Chippewa Cree tribe has settled a lawsuit against its former partners in an online lending company. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris dismissed the lawsuit today after he agreed to enforce the settlement through September 2017. The terms of the settlement were not released. The tribe accused four men who ran a Nevada-based company called Encore Services of siphoning millions of dollars from the tribe and its lending company, Plain Green. Encore was a partner in the tribe's first lending company, which failed. A group of tribal officials made a deal with Encore, unknown to the rest of the tribe, that allowed the company to take 15% of Plain Green's revenues. The lawsuit says Encore gave those tribal officials a third of the money it took. The tribe had sought $13.1 million from Encore. The three-day conference on Montana energy issues that Senator Steve Daines is hosting in Billings kicked off this afternoon. More than 50 speakers make up the panels at the event, from professors to CEOs to members of state government. Topics addressed today included carbon sequestration and the effects of enhanced oil recovery. Tomorrow and Thursday's speakers include Montana Attorney General Tim Fox and energy industry professionals talking about the outlook for energy resources in Montana. There was also an alternative event in Billings today to counter Senator Daines' conference. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Amanaka reports that about 60 gathered during a wet snowstorm on the Yellowstone County Courthouse lawn to rally for renewable energy.
When Daines met with employees before his recent tour of the CHS refinery in Laurel,
He spoke of how electricity in Montana comes from a variety of sources. This includes coal, hydro, and wind.
We're very unique in that we truly do have an all-of-the-above energy portfolio.
But those at the rally organized by Northern Plains Resource Council think Dane's Montana Energy Conference is focusing too much on coal and not enough on clean energy.
Senator Daines, let's sit down and have a conversation.
Ben Reed is the owner of Wind Power West, a renewable energy company based in Billings.
If you are truly interested in an above all energy policy, we need to talk. You're definitely missing out when you're not talking to renewable energy.
The former professor of economic and finance says society embraces new technologies. He says there were no policy fights on moving from horse and buggy to automobiles or from typewriters to computers. Reed wants to tell Danes, moving away from coal to renewables is no different.
Let's sit down and let's have a conversation about real jobs growth and real energy independence for the United States of America. Thank you.
The three-day Montana Energy Conference does have a panel discussion on renewables. And Thursday, there's a keynote speaker from the American Wind Energy Association. Most of the sessions, though, are on oil, coal, and the electricity and transmission markets. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
A third person has entered the race to replace retiring Montana Supreme Court Justice Patricia Cotter. Great Falls attorney Eric Mills filed to run earlier this month, saying a family medical issue prevented him from filing earlier. The 35-year-old Mills will be up against University of Montana law professor Kristen Juris and Cascade County District Judge Dirk Sandifer, who have been campaigning for months for the open seat. Juris was one of Mills' teachers at the university, and Mills has practiced in Sandifer's courtroom. He tells the Bozeman Daily Chronicle that he believes the state's high court needs to take a closer look at family law cases.